We here in the United States might be a nation known for our materialism and greed, but that's not the whole story. Many of us, like you, have a deep hunger for something lasting and more substantial, and this hunger haunts the human heart. We hear that same hunger in the gospel today. Jesus is talking to the Jews who went out to the desert to listen to John the Baptist preach. Some, no doubt, went to the desert out of curiosity. But many, Jesus says, recognized a new spirit in John. They recognized John as a man of God, as a lamp, as a flame burning bright. But then Jesus goes on to say, for a while you were content to rejoice in John's light. And that's the zinger. For a while. For a while, Jesus says, John was a lamp for them. For a while, they were set on fire, burning bright like John. They had discerning spirits and could recognize John the Baptist as God's spokesperson. But then something happened and their light went out. They lost their enthusiasm, and in place of the light of faith of which John spoke, they fell back into old patterns. Jesus accuses them of a legalism that has crept into their life. He says, you claim to be descendants of Moses, but if you really were, you would have the mind and wisdom of Moses. Because to be a descendant of Moses has less to do with genealogy and bloodlines, and more to do with the ability to recognize God's voice and God's messengers. They no longer, Jesus says, have a flame burning bright within them, because if they did, they would recognize Jesus as the one sent by God. Laws are good and necessary guidelines, Jesus says. Do not lie, do not cheat, do not steal, do not commit adultery. These are values that good relationships are built on, but these laws don't save. Jesus does. When we say we have faith in Jesus, we're saying we have a relationship, and a relationship is so much more demanding than a law. This is true of human relationships, and it's also true of our relationship with God. To say we have faith in God says we're willing to enter into a relationship. In fact, in John's gospel, that's exactly what faith means, because faith, according to John, is not something we accumulate or pass on or store up, because faith is not a thing, a noun, but it's a verb, an action word. We don't have an exact English word to translate the Hebrew word for faith, but if we did, it would be something like faithing, because for faith to be real, it has to be dynamic, growing, deepening, changing. Faith or faithing is harder than just following a law. Faith is a relationship that requires attentive listening to the Spirit of God who stirs the fire of love in our lives. It takes time and awareness to recognize God breaking into our lives, because unlike Moses, we've never heard God's voice in a burning bush. Unlike those listening to Jesus, we've never heard John or heard Jesus's human voice. But we have had experiences of God when God's lamp was burning bright in our lives. We've been touched by those flames at different times. Perhaps it was when we got a glimpse of God through our parents, through their love for one another and their daily practice of faith, or through the guiding voice of a teacher, or the challenging words of a stranger, or when we've come to church and our hearts have been stirred by the preaching or by the music or the silence. When we think back, we have had many experiences of God's lamp burning bright in our lives. And what Jesus invites us to today is yet another step into the mystery of this God who dwells in us. The gospel invites us, and Jesus promises us, that God wants to do something new for us today. No matter what our age is, our faith can grow and deepen. Our love can be set aflame again, even if it has been cooled over the years. Our desire to become closer to God is not too fragile for God to notice, and never too weak for God to respond. Today, Jesus invites us to seek him out with all our heart.